This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, this is the guy that, you know, he makes the ship go. He's the engine. So we have on the quarterback of the team. So who else would you want but Sam Darnold? Sam, how you doing?
What's up, you guys? I'm doing well. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it's been a little bit. But, you know, we'll be talking a lot. So how you feeling?
Yeah. I feel great. We're ready to roll. Obviously, you know, I think a few months ago, many of us weren't sure if this time would come, but it's here. You know, we're happy to play football again. We're excited.
How has your life changed because of COVID-19? I mean, you're a young kid in New York. I mean, have you just been in lockdown since this whole thing happened?
Yeah, pretty much. you know, I haven't gone to the city at all. You know, I think even when I was back home, I wasn't doing much. I mean, I was working out, throwing, and then I was just going back home, hanging out on the beach, which isn't bad. But, yeah, I really haven't been doing much. I've just been doing the same thing here, making sure that I do everything I need to every single day. You know, like I said, working out, watching tape, you know, going to practice, doing everything, and then once I'm done, I pretty much just stay in the apartment the whole time. So nothing crazy, but, you know, I love it. It's football, and we're excited to get rolling here this next Sunday.
All right, Sam, I said this earlier in the show. I mean, football starting on Thursday. You guys are playing on Sunday in Buffalo, and I don't have a read on any team. I haven't seen anything. I have not seen a preseason game. So let me put it to you. It's more important. Do you know what you have? Because you haven't seen any action.
Right. Yeah, it's a great point. You know, it's going to be interesting, you know, these first three or four games, I think, you know, as teams kind of find their identities. For us, we know what we have. We understand what our identity is and what it's going to be this year. You know, I think for us, it's just about going out there on Sunday and proving it to ourselves. But again, just like it is every single Sunday, we just got to go out there and execute. If we do that, we'll be just fine.
Did you pick up any kind of chemistry with any one of your weapons?
You know, I think just some of the guys who have been here, like Jameson, Herndon, you know, some of those guys. And then obviously I've been building chemistry with Mims, Perriman, you know, just Hogan, some guys who, you know, have been getting a lot of reps throughout training camp and throughout, you know, kind of the off season as well. So just, you know, continuing to get as many reps as possible is the huge key during this stretch of time. Now that it's go time, you know, it's about really making sure we understand what, you know, kind of our game plan is going into the game, and, you know, just throwing those routes that are in the game plan as much as possible during practice and get that timing down.
All right, how's your offensive line look? That was Joe Douglas's big job over the offseason. He promised your family that he was going to take care of you. From what you've seen early, has he taken care of you?
Yeah, it's been great. The big fellas up front are doing a great job. The best part is, I mean, they're all just, they want to work and they want to do whatever is best for the team. And, you know, they're team first guys, which is the best part about them. And, you know, they come to work every day ready to roll and ready to give 100%. You know, it's a really good group. You know, the key obviously is just staying healthy and making sure that we do all the right things we need to do to make sure that happens. So as long as we do that, I feel like we'll be good.
In my opinion, I feel like any kind of scholarship you had, if you indeed had one, is over. This is year three. This is the year that we need you to take that huge step into proving that you can be a franchise quarterback. Is that fair? And do you feel that?
I think for me, and I think, you know, I speak for most guys kind of going into a contract year or whatnot. It really doesn't change things. I mean, you know, I think it really is just taking it one play at a time, one game at a time, because if you really get caught up in everything, it can, you know, you can really be thinking too much about things that you can't even control. So for me, it's really just approaching it one day at a time. And then obviously when it comes to Sunday, one play at a time.
Joe Douglas yesterday, when he was talking with the media, he didn't back off of it today with us, but he kind of softened it a bit. He just said that, you know, the players see and hear everything, and they don't like the way they're being portrayed and the way people are predicting things are going to go. Do you feel that your team is underappreciated by those quote-unquote prognosticators, and is that a driving force in that locker room?
I think, you know, Joe put it perfectly. You know, it's we all see it. Now, obviously, it's up to us. It's like, okay, now what are we going to do about it type of thing. For us, it's just about going out there and playing well. It kind of goes back to what, you know, my response was about being in year, you know, going into year three. It's, you know, what can we do? You know, it's about controlling what we can. And right now, it's about going out there and beating a good Buffalo team. And again, if we just execute the plays they're supposed to be executed, the defense does what they're supposed to do, special teams goes down there and makes plays. You know, it's just about everyone executing and doing their job. And if we can do that, we'll be just fine.
But entering year three, do you just feel better prepared that the 2 years of knowledge has just made you stronger mentally for this position?
For sure. I think, you know, just any experience helps. You know, I think every single year I'm going to continue to feel more and more comfortable and, you know, obviously more and more experience, but, it definitely helps. You know, experience is always the best learning tool. And, you know, now going into year three, I feel very, very comfortable and very experienced with what I'm going to be dealing with on game days.
Is it a motivating factor for you? I mean, every game is going to mean a lot, but you're playing the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. Do you guys have your own personal little back and forth?
I mean, you know, we were in a chance week one to be able to beat them, and then obviously lost to them. Which definitely stung. And then the last game of the year, the Bills, you know, we won that game, but they weren't, you know, they had backups in and they, you know, they were already locked in for that playoff spot. So for us, it's about going out there. Like I keep saying, man, it's about going out there and executing, but it is a divisional opponent, you know, me playing Josh. It means something, but, you know, for us to go out there and win, we just got to do what we need to do every single Sunday and go out there and execute.
Do you like him, and is there a personal competition, like a fun competition between the two of you?
Yeah, I love Josh, but you know, once we're out there on the field, it's competitive as it gets. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, playing video games against each other or you know, playing card games or anything like that, you know, just like on the football field, and it's competitive, and we enjoy it. We really do, because we're competitors at heart, and I feel like every single one of our teammates enjoys it just as much as well.
As you said, you've been pretty much in lockdown and just thinking football for the last 6 months, but when this season starts, you're going to get on a plane, you're going to be in hotels, you're going to be facing other teams that you don't necessarily know if they've been as responsible as you. What's the challenge of just being prepared and play and have COVID-19 kind of just, you know, a cloud over everything that you do?
Yeah, for us, it's about following the protocols that are set, you know, being tested every single day, just following the guidelines and, you know, kind of following what our doctors, what our training staff has set forth as, you know, the right things to do. You know, it's, hey, should I like stay in my apartment and grab something to eat, or should I go to the city, you know, and go to a really nice restaurant and go out with some friends? It's like, yeah, you might want to stay in your apartment and grab dinner to go. So it's just making those little decisions. I think around the league, that's what's gonna help us. But at the same time, I think it's more of just doing everything we can every single day. You know, getting tested and following the protocols. That's gonna help the most.
This might sound like silly, but like if you're at the line of scrimmage and say the defensive tackle like sneezes, like do you just like just go about your business, or do you like think to yourself, "Whoa, I better be careful here because if he tackles me, I might catch this thing."
It's, you know, when we're out there on the field, all that kind of goes away. You don't even really think about it, to be honest with you guys, but. You know, and we know that everyone out there on the field has tested negative. So for me, there's really no concern being out there on the field. You know, obviously, if I get tested the next day and find out I'm positive, you know, it kind of is what it is. You know, that's something I can't really control. But, you know, that, you know, in between the lines when the, you know, game's going on, I feel like no one's really thinking about it.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, we're talking with Sam Darnold, the quarterback of the Jets. They start their season on Sunday against Buffalo. We'll have the game right here on 98.7 ESPN. Sam, maybe you tell me and be honest with me if I'm negative, but everybody who's selling the Jets to me, and I'm willing to buy, they keep going, well, they finished 6-2. I take nothing out of 6-2 because at 1-7, the season was essentially over. The only thing I take out of 6-2 is that you guys did not give up. But 6-2, the schedule was awful. It wasn't against anybody impressive. Are you guys trying to convince yourself that 6-2 meant something when at 1-7 it was over anyway?
No, I think for us, we know how we finished. You know, we finished the season 7-9 and we didn't make the playoffs. And, you know, that means more to us than finishing 6-2. And, you know, because we don't celebrate for that. You know, we would have celebrated if we would have made the playoffs and made a run. But, you know, for us, it's, you know, we understand the guys that we have. You know, to have a group that, you know, you celebrate the things where you go 1-7 and then you have a group that went 6-2 to end the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bunch of resilient guys and guys that you can win with. And that's how we look at it. And, you know, I think, you know, with the guys in our locker room right now, with the group that we have, we can beat anyone. Again, like I said at the beginning, it's just about going out there and executing and doing our job, you know, and if we do that, like I said, we're capable of beating anyone.
Does Brady not being there affect you? Do you feel that New England's more vulnerable because he's gone?
No. I think, you know, with what, you know, the culture Bill has established there, really Bill and Tom established there, I feel like that's still alive and well. You know, and those guys are, they're going to have a really good game plan every single game, and they're going to be ready to roll. So we're not going to take them any more lightly than, you know, if they would have Tom.
You guys going to use Le'Veon different this year than you did last year?
I think for us, you know, for Le'Veon, we understand kind of more of, you know, what he can do and what he doesn't like. So, you know, we're going to be able to use him in ways that we've seen before. You know, some ways we saw last year and some ways that we saw in Pittsburgh. So it's going to be fun for others to watch, you know, whether we're splitting him out wide, having him run some routes, in the slot, you know, running routes out of the backfield and, you know, doing what he does best and run the football out of the backfield.
What do you make of Frank Gore? I mean, at his age and the shape he's in and the fact that he still plays as if he's a rookie, I mean, what do you take from that?
Frank's awesome, man. Just the energy he brings every single day is incredible. You know, I feel like I feel like he's still, you know, so young, you know, just the way he is at practice, the way he is, you know, he's one of the first ones going out there and warming up. Now, you know, I think that might be because he has to get his body a little bit more warm than us young bucks do. But, you know, for Frank, he loves the game of football. And you can tell, you know, the second you start talking to him, he's a great dude. He's been a great leader for us. He's a leader by example. He doesn't say much, but when he speaks, people listen. And that's powerful.
His son's in college, Michael. Isn't that crazy?
It's amazing. His son's almost as old as Sam.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable. Give us a prediction. What can this team do? Let's have fun. What can they do?
I'm not going to give any record predictions or anything like that. But like I said, I mean, we got a great group. We got a great group who can win some games. But I think for us, it's about taking it one game at a time because – you know, like you guys said, I mean, the 6-2, you know, people want to make a big deal about it. Some people don't. That's fine. But we have a group that can win, and we understand that. But it really is, you know, when we went 1-7, we buckled down and we understood, okay, what do we need to do to win this game? And we started taking it realistically one game at a time and one day at a time, you know, starting on Monday, you know, and then Tuesday and then Wednesday at practice. You know, it really is a one day at a time mentality. And I feel like if we just take that mindset to the season, we'll be really good.
How weird is it going to be playing without fans?
Definitely going to be weird. You know, I've never experienced that, you know, obviously even in Pop Warner. So it's definitely going to be weird. I think the crowd noise will help a little bit. But even going to MetLife and having a, you know, green and white scrimmage there without fans but pumping crowd noise in, it was different, you know, and that's what I feel like if you talk to all the players around the league, that's what they say they're going to miss most about this season is the fans, because they make this game so much more fun, you know, to be able to interact with them after touchdowns or after winning a game, even before the games. They make it so fun to just be out there and be playing a kid's game. You know, we're definitely going to miss the fans. But you know, it is what it is.
Do you prefer, Sam, to have them pump in the crowd noise, or would you rather not have anything?
No, I think it's nice to be able to have crowd noise. I mean, it definitely makes it more realistic. If there were no crowd noise, I think it'd be a little bit eerie and a little bit weird. And for my sake, in terms of cadence and certain calls that we make, I think it might be a good thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting with no fans.
Now, our new morning show on our station has Keyshawn Johnson, USC guy. How well do you know him? Do you have anything to tell him? He's going to be on with us at 6:30 today.
He sounds great. You know, great personality. Someone who's always, every time I ran into him at SC, he was, you know, a great dude, great person. So, you know, sometimes you got to reel in that personality, but I think you guys will be all right.
Now, when he goes to USC, does he, like, walk on water? Can he do no wrong there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he can say he can do whatever he wants. Wow. Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah.
All right, the final thing, Becton, how does he look? I know he blocks out the sun, but is he going to block out the pass rush?
Yeah, Beck's great. I mean, just to, you know, to see kind of how he is physically and, you know, we kind of knew how he would be in the run blocking and pass blocking. He's been amazing, but just to see how much he's grown mentally already and what, you know, I don't even know if you would call this a training camp, but just to see how he grows in camp, you know, mentally with the playbook and everything being thrown at him. He's been doing a great job, man. I mean, he's taken it by storm, and we're really excited to have him, and we're just, you know, really excited to see where this guy can go. The sky is truly the limit for him, you know, and he's not going to, you know, he's going to stay humble for sure. That's just the guy he is, and after hanging out and spending some time with him, he's not going to change, and, you know, I think he can be one of the top tackles in this league.
All right, let's have some fun this year. Hope you guys do well. Hope we have fun with you every week. And we appreciate you coming on, as always, Sam. And best of luck. Kill it. Kill it this year.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.